This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, richardallenmiller.com. Rick, I mentioned that in my book I've got lots of topics. It's the way I live my life. And actually the way our family does, things that we do that are different, and I think that they're great tips for those who want to prepare, those who want to ensure more of their own security, those who want to live more frugally, those who want to do things better, faster, and smarter. Not always faster, but sometimes faster. And so there's one area in the finance category of this book. I talk about finance and economics. I talk about health. I talk about mechanics and all kinds of things. Well, one topic is how to save money, or one area. And I have a way that is extremely controversial, and we'll probably lose both of our listeners when I say what I'm about to say. All right, so you can save easily 10%. Easily, 10%, very quickly. You don't have to do anything. Literally, this is one way of saving money, and you just do nothing, and you'll save 10%. And so what is that? Well, you stop going to church. Literally. If you stop going to an organized church, you won't be donating to the church. And churches seem to expect 10% of your gross income.
Tithing.
Tithing, especially the big churches. And if you stop going to that organized church, you won't be contributing. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't help people. I'm not saying that at all. Because what we do is if someone's in need, we will help those people directly, where 100% of what we think is going to that person or that family actually gets there. Okay? So, for example, if there's a family that's hungry, we don't give them money. We'll go and buy them food. And we'll bring boxes of food and just drop it off. We won't say anything. They'll just show up. So that's just one way, one very simple way.
George Carlin did it best when he said, God has everything, but he needs more money.
Yeah.
It's not God. It's organized religion. And basically, there's nothing wrong with that. Supporting belief systems that you want to invest in. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But,
there's nothing wrong with that part.
No, I don't have any issue with that at all. However, I do have an issue with these praise the Lord Bible thumping preacher types who have three private jets. Because, you know, one's not enough.
Comes to mind, that movie, Elmer Gantry. Mm-hmm. And watch what happened to the who was the woman that later after the husband went to jail? Oh, my gosh, I can't remember. Tammy something or other, I forget.
Tammy Faye Baker.
There's Exhibit A.
Okay, we had Exhibit A at the Get Prepared Expo. I don't know if you were there, but Jim Baker, you know, the convicted felon guy in Missouri, married to Tammy Faye Baker, that guy, the television evangelist, he came to the Get Prepared Expo. And I spent a little bit of time with him, and I was wondering, what is this guy doing at our Get Prepared Expo? Why did he buy 25 tickets for his entourage to come to the Get Prepared Expo. What was this all about? Well, I didn't learn till after what it was about. Well, here's what it was about. He zeroed in on the preparedness mindset, the preparedness movement, if you will, so that he could line up products that he could sell for profit on his television Praise the Lord show. And that's what he did. So these mega churches, there's a church down the, well, it's near Springfield, Missouri. It's called the James River Assembly of God. It is huge. I went in there one day to talk about the Get Prepared Expo, and I went in the wrong door. Well, I found the right door. It was a quarter of a mile away in the same building. It's huge. There are 3,500 seats in the what they call the sanctuary. It's a theater. It's huge. It blows away the Moon River Theater in Branson. It blows it away. This is huge. But anyway, so why do these preachers have to have, you know, three jets? I guess it brings them closer to God by about 30,000 feet closer. That's what this is all about. And one of them was, I'm paraphrasing, was saying that God wants us to have more money, more stuff, more things. Really? I don't remember it that way. I thought God wanted us to be good, honest people. That's what I thought, you know, with morals. That was my take on it, but what do I know? Rick, I mentioned animals, and during the top of the hour break, I went into the kitchen, got some coffee, and Mrs. Finelli was at the kitchen table, and we have this, we just adopted a cat a while ago, and he was a tiny, tiny, tiny kitten. And so one of our boys named him Little Bit, Little B-I-T. Well, since then, we've renamed him Fungus, and we think that that's, that's more appropriate. So Mrs. Finelli was at the kitchen table with Fungus, and she said, he's afraid. He's hanging on. He's clinging. He's got his claws, you know, dug into her top, and because he doesn't want to let go. And that's what I was saying about the animals following us. I believe they sense something. Now, it's not like we beat our animals. It's not like we yell at our animals. It's not like they should be afraid of us. They're not afraid of us, but they're afraid in general. As that's my take. And when I was talking about John Stadtmiller, his cat wanted his undivided attention and kept meowing, 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 meowing.
You know, and what, there's an explanation to some of this. Julie has a brand new Honda, and when we drive from here to there, her direction meter on her car goes crazy. It goes out of whack and has to be reset. What would do that? 5G. And you can now use brand new cars, and their electronics are affected by 5G. And if you don't think that's affecting the bees and their directional senses and the animals, just right out of the gate, there's the bandwidth frequencies that are affecting the animals, and they know it and can't communicate it. And bees, there's a brand new study on why bees are dying. It's because they use those bandwidths for navigation, and it's screwing them up. Where's that study?
We are taking down the American farmer at record rates. We have a bee colony across the road from us, and it was doing okay, and it's dead now. And we don't see very many bees here at our farm. We don't see many birds here at our farm. We see lots of birds. Well, the birds eat the insects, and if there are no insects, there are going to be no birds. And that's, we're seeing very few birds because we're seeing very few insects. Where did they go? Where did they go?
Now, that's a different thing that's happening. Basically, the first to notice changes in our environment will be the farmer. And there's articles now showing that Missouri farmers like you are noticing less flies on the cow pies and the ants. And that's because the sun's UV rays, the CB rays, are reaching the surface of the earth, which is affecting the insects with no protection, and it's our food chain moving upward that will affect man shortly. And that's because our atmosphere is not screening certain bandwidths that it used to. Why is that?
All right, let's talk about that for a minute. I have some scientific proof of what you're saying is correct. Normally, it takes 3 or 4 days to bale hay. And let me just describe the process so that I'll bring the class up to speed quickly. So the way it works is we grow grass, and we cut the grass, and we have a special mower called a hay mower. And this thing has very short blades. They're about 3 inches long, and they spin around 20,000 RPM, way faster than a rotary walk-behind mower or way faster than a riding mower. And the mower is designed to cut the grass at about 2 inches from the ground level. And these blades spin so fast that what happens is these tall stalks of grass get cut and they fall backward as we drive this mower forward. And you'll see all the grass lined up. And it's not good for drying because it's all uniform or pretty uniform the way the grass falls down. So you might have grass that's 2 feet tall, 3 feet tall. So we cut it and it lies down on the ground. Then we take, that's step number one. And it takes, for us to do that, we have about a 9-foot hay mower. And it takes about 85 horsepower, maybe 100 horsepower, to cut this grass. The next thing we do is, after that, we use a tedder. And a tedder is like an egg beater. And it grabs the grass and it cuts it off. And it throws it up in the air and it comes down in a random pattern. And there's air between all of these pieces of grass. And when that happens, the grass dries faster. So that's step number two. Normally, that would take 2 days, maybe 3 days for the grass to dry. But now, the grass can dry in 1 day. Any comments on that, Rick?
Yeah, that's a nice tool. Side road delivery rakes, all kinds of different things that you can use. The air part is on drying is called vapor pressure. And what you're trying to do is get the faster exchange of moisture from the inner part of the plant to the surface of the plant to get out into the air itself. And that's what you're doing ultimately. You're increasing the drying process using air because the air does the exchange in what we call vapor pressure. There's other ways of doing it. It's called freeze drying, where you pull a vacuum on it. And if you pull a vacuum on it, where you're moving the air out of the machine faster than it's going into the machine, so that there's a concave inward process, and that is written up in drying chapter in my Potential of Herbs as a Cash Crop of lesson remedial, you know, in terms of how to handle your products.
Hold that thought. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, so what I'm saying is that we have never been able to bale hay in one day. So we cut it, then we ted it. The next step is we rake it.
And that's because you're going to have rain tomorrow.
Yeah, and we have to do it. But what I'm saying is the sun's rays now.
What's happening is the weather's changing.
And that's where I'm going with this.
Do it like the old way.
Right. We used to be able to take our time. We'd have 3, 4, 5, 6 days in a row of no rain. Now, if
you
the
can't
rain
count on that. No.
Right. If the rain lands on the
and you are
cut,
basically the ant in a system of points where it starts with you first, and what is happening to the American farmer is a crime against humanity. And I'm telling you that flat up because I am the man that was one of the pallbearers of Chuck Walters. I love agriculture. That is my foundation. And I'm watching what is happening to people like you personally. And it's wrong. And they talk about subsidies. That is not the way to fix things.
And well, I don't get any subsidies.
And how much of it is the weather?
Manipulation.
But I can tell you this, there's a whole bunch of things going on right now with jets and deployment of chemtrails that I don't have an answer to. And if I don't understand it, what's going on?
Rick, there are subsidies, and here's how I think that works.
Yeah.
There are some blue blood families in every village or in every county in the United States, people whose names are, you know, prominent. And what I think happens is they get jobs like at the county level and at the agricultural county level and the mayoral level and, you know, those kinds of jobs. So they know what's happening. They control what's happening. So I think with farm subsidies, the federal government or the state will say, okay, we've got this program coming up, and we can't release that information until the first of next month, so keep it quiet. And I think what happens is the people who work for these government corporations, like the soil and water conservation people, I think what they do is they call their relatives, their brother-in-law, and that kind of thing, and they say, look, there's this really neat program coming out where three-quarters of your well will be paid for, three-quarters of your fence will be paid for. And so I suggest that you show up here at 9 o'clock or 8:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they open up, you know, on this date. And that way you'll be first. And your application for government subsidy funding will be time-stamped first, and we'll process it first, and we process until we run out of money. So the same families get the same, you know, government subsidies over and over and over. And the little guys, you know, I'm talking about the less than 1,000-acre farmers, hate it, absolutely hate it. I hate it, too. I hate it, too. And I look at these farmers that, boy, isn't it great how they always seem to get all this new stuff. And they have all this great fencing, and we have all this old broken-down equipment. But these other guys, they must be a lot smarter than we are, because they seem to be doing so well that they can afford all this new stuff. You know, fertilizer, fencing, liming, they've got new equipment. They hire people to do all this work that we do ourselves. How, you know, it's wonderful that they know how to do all this stuff that we don't know how to do. But I believe I just gave you the answer. It's an inside information. And so these blue blood families, and I'm using blue blood in quotes because they're not, they seem to be getting ahead faster than everybody else. Just like the top 1% is, you know, controls so much of the wealth. But what I'm seeing is it's getting very, very difficult. Our animals are afraid. And when I talk about our animals, I'm talking about domestic as well as our cattle. So our cats are afraid. Our cats want to sleep with us. We have to kick them out over and over and over. All night long, we have to say, hey, knock it off, knock it off. Don't come on the bed. And they've got short memories. I mean, within 30 seconds, they're back. The dogs, everybody wants to be with us, whether we're walking through the farm, whether we're in the shop working on equipment, whether it doesn't matter what we're doing. If we're in the garden, everybody wants to be there. They do not want to be left alone. I think animals are terrified. And are you seeing that too? Or is it just on the Finelli farm? Let's talk about that when we come back. Class, we'll take your call if you want to give us a call. Is it happening to you?
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Independence Day 2019, and the only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment says he's declaring his independence, Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, saying in an op-ed piece today in the Washington Post that he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties as he leaves the Republican Party. President Trump's new Salute to America celebration to be held later today on the National Mall in Washington, getting mixed reviews.
We should be proud of our military, and that's why we're free. So I think it's okay to show him off a little bit. I don't know about what it is for him personally, but for the country, I think it's wonderful.
I disagree with it. A lot of millions of dollars being spent on an almost meaningless parade where there are people dying in Flint, Michigan without water. There are people in Puerto Rico still suffering from the hurricane effects.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. So, Rick, I've been talking about these animals, these domestic animals that appear to be afraid, and they want to be with us no matter where we are. I opened the studio door a second ago to get another cup of coffee, and Fungus decided that he wanted to come in here. And this is a cat that's less a kitten that's less than a year old, and he's a pretty smart kitten. He actually, the type of cat he is called a Maine Coon. That's the type. Maine is in the state. Coon, C-O-O-N. And they're known to be intelligent. And, of course, we all think our cat's intelligent, right? Well, he's pretty smart. He has learned how to push doors open. And he doesn't just kind of lean against them and push with, you know, with his body. He literally gets up and reaches vertically as high as he can, and then he pushes. So he uses leverage to push open doors. And if the door doesn't move that way, then what he does is he reaches under the door with his paw and he shakes the door. He rattles the door to see if he can get it to open. So he knows which way they all go, you know, which whether they open right or left. He knows how to open doors. He can't reach the doorknobs yet. And I think as soon as he can do that, he's going to learn how to turn the doorknob. But other than that, he can push the doors open. He can push them closed. And we hear doors opening, closing all over the house at all times of the day and night because this guy wants to get wherever he's not, he wants to get there. So I'm concerned that animals are trying to tell us something. I'm concerned that they are afraid. And it's not just our cats and dogs and chickens. I think it's whales. I think it's ocean life. I think it's way bigger than we might be paying attention to. Any comments?
Well, yeah, but which way to go with it? Animals, like I was going to say, are closer to spirit than we are. That means they're closer to their inner guide, like we need to think about doing, which we don't. That's why we do religion. That's why we do science, trying to find that center. And now, actually, it is an amalgam of an hourglass where you're Malcolm in the middle. And we have not yet come to that place of balance, or walking in balance. And that is Sun Bear. I remember him visiting me in the early 70s. He was a Chippewa medicine man, and he wrote a book called Walk in Balance, Finding Your Own Center. And that's something most of us don't even think about. And that's where the real truth lies. Finding the balance between this and that. And
you mentioned
animals
Chippewa.
Are born with that's called spirit. It's not what you do, but how you do it. The balance.
You mentioned Chippewa. One of USA Prepares instructors is a man. He's an American Indian. His name is Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. He's Chippewa, and he is the ringleader of the Alcatraz occupation, where Native Americans from all tribes ended up in just outside of San Francisco at Alcatraz and occupied it to prevent the government corporation from selling it to their friends, whoever their friends might have been, the alleged highest bidder. In 1956, Rick, the U.S. military released mosquitoes infected with yellow fever over Savannah, Georgia, and Avon Park, Florida. And following these tests, Army agents posing as public health officials went out to test the results of their infections. What do you think about a government corporation that does that? And that's not even the tip of the iceberg. That's just the
conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Right out of the gate, what do you think the immigrants coming into the United States is all about? Yellow fever, as a metaphor.
Let's see how it works.
Well, they're bringing in all kinds of creepy, well, there's a measles outbreak, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, we need more immunization because the illegal aliens are actually rampant with diseases that don't exist in the United States.
Yeah, kind of like the Japanese beetle. We didn't have Japanese beetles until the Japanese beetle came here and then was a plague.
How did it get here? Japan imported it on purpose.
Yeah.
Just like the Mediterranean flower moth. Yeah. I had a truckload of cones that almost went and flew away. I loaded the truck with cones, and when they opened the door, there were more moths that came out of that truck. We thought it was literally going to fly away. Where did they come from? They were imported from Hungary in an attempt to stop the trade wars that were going on then. And right now, the war that's going on with China and embargoes, oh, good God, and Mexico. People aren't noticing that because we're being distracted by other things and the media isn't reporting it. And the person that's going to get hit first is you, the American farmer. That was what made our country great, having our own food production. And what did we do? We started to monocrop rather than diversify. There's a good word, storable and non-storable commodities as a metaphor.
Well, it's interesting you say that because what we have done here at our farm, actually, if someone were to ask us, what do? We'd say we grow grass. And then what we do is we take the grass and we bring it to the next level by running cattle on that grass. But there are so many types of grass that we grow because some grasses grow really well in warm weather. Some grow really well in cool weather. Some can take drought better than others. So we have them all. We have all these grasses planted in the same field. So depending what happens, whether it be too hot, too cold, too rainy, too dry, we'll have some grass because we are not going to have one type of grass. Is that something that you've talked about in your books?
I absolutely suggest the balance because in terms of cow foods, if you use three different grasses in your thing, not only do they grow better predicated on the variation, they're actually better for the cow itself in terms of amino acids. Now, that's where, if the cow is getting a better food grade of balance in their diet, with triticale and, fescue, and then maybe add a tall fescue, and then maybe. But what I am going to suggest is you grow a different kind of grass and you market it to the floral trade just between Grants Pass and the coastline, which is 60 miles, there are more than 60 different grasses that will dry and take a color wheel for the floral trade. And
very,
you know
very interesting. Very, very interesting. And you know what's silly about that whole thing? Not that what you said is silly, but how people live. So it's more important. People will spend more for a grass to look at it as a decorative item than they will to raise cows.
That's right. You're getting the bigger picture. That's right.
It's crazy. Okay. So here's something that I've noticed. And I want
to
share
this with you. How many grasses are used at everybody's funeral? That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody dies, right? And how many different grasses are in your funeral?
You're absolutely right. And the ones that smell, have a nice pleasant scent to them?
Most all of that, because the American farmer didn't wake up in time, 10 times more of those grasses are imported by the Dutch who rule floral trades. Dutch auction house comes to mind. Now, I'm telling you flat out, these guys are doing it before you even were born.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those markets are yours if you wanted to do the local. And if we regionalized rather than work with Cargill, your auction house for beef, your American farmer will have a leg up right out of the gate by simply diversifying. Simple.
I wanted to share this with you. I have a theory, but I don't know for sure. So when we were baling hay, there's one field that has, we'll call it fescue, tall fescue. And we cut it and we baled it. And the bales, we've used the same baler for, 20 years. We've used the same tractors for 20 years. So the bales are the same size. That's a constant. The tractor that we move them around with, that's a constant. Some of these bales are so heavy that we can't pick them up. That is something that's hardly ever happened before. They're so heavy. And I'm thinking, and we're talking, you know, a tractor can pick up a 1,000-pound bale with no problem. But a 1,200-pound bale, that's a problem. It can't pick it up. What happens is the rear end of the tractor will come off the ground. So we know that these bales are heavy. Well, it's really fun.
That's a picture for the farmer, man. I could just see it.
Yeah. Well, it's real fun to watch, unless you're watching it from the tractor seat.
Yeah,
that's
there
not
you go, man. There it is.
Yeah. So, and when I say come off the ground, I'm talking like a foot or two. It's, you know, it's really unsettling. The point I'm trying to make is the baler is the same. The guy baling is the same, because I'm that guy. And I bale them the same way. There's a gauge on the baler that says, you know, it's X percentage full. And I always take them right to the limit. So it's not like I make small bales and I make, you know, what some farmers do is when they sell their hay, they make the bales a little bit smaller, but they still charge by the each. And they, you know, it's like, here's an 85% full bale. Well, mine are 100% all the time. Well, some of these bales, and actually it's a whole field of them, are so heavy we can't pick them up. And I'm thinking they're about 20% heavier than they were the year before on the same field. Nothing's changed except the weather. I believe, and I can't prove this yet, but I believe that the grass is more dense. Kind of like the difference between a softwood and a hardwood. A hardwood is more dense, you know, for a given size of a piece of oak, it'll weigh more than white pine. It's as simple as that. Rick, do you think something has happened to cause a change in the growing pattern of this particular field?
GMO.
Where it's more dense.
Genetically automated. They have changed the structure.
So do you think that what I'm seeing is really happening?
Oh, yeah.
That
no question. Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back with Doc Ram.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, the American farmer, the small American farmer, you know, the one who's not on the take, the one with less than 1,000 acres, I believe that it is impossible for that family to survive in the current economic conditions and weather conditions and social conditions without all members of the family working. And if you remember years ago, farmers would have, you know, many children. And that's because they needed the entire family to keep working. And if one or two of the children decides, nah, you know, I'll just get behind a keyboard and, you know, and make appointments or, you know, flip hamburgers for other people, that kind of thing, the whole family farm will collapse. And that's really what it's like. And I think we're almost done. I believe that the small family farm will not be able to survive in the long run with all the things that are happening, like these weather conditions that have wiped out, you know, most of the corn and soybean planting for this year, if we're going to have any, you know, crops at all. Do you see the same kind of thing, that the plight of the small farmer?
The small family farm has changed and is no longer viable as it originally was. It is going to require a change in metaphor of what it really is and what it is not. And that has been what I've been writing about for 30 years. I used to talk about balancing trade deficit with export. And that, in the 30 years, has changed. It's no longer about gross national product. That will be the story that is used for agribusiness, but not the small farm. The small farm today has the local market. I have a model going on right now in Chattanooga where the 40% of the food consumed in that city today, it's less than 12%.
Yeah, on a good day, it's less than 12%.
Now, that is the change of what's happening. It's no longer about trade and agribusiness. And that's because our markets are broken into two kinds of categories, storable and non-storable commodities. And when you want to eat a strawberry from Mars, you know, that doesn't rot in January, imagine what's inside it for nutrient.
Yeah, and what about passing? What about passing?
Canning. What happened
and
to canning? What happened to, you know, putting up your cukes as chill peppers? It's going to require a change in attitude of what you're doing and why. And that's the part I write about.
Even the Amish, with their family farms, are having an extremely tough time making a go of it.
That's keeping the lost children. They have to leave the farm in order to live. That's what's happening.
Every farm I know of, including this one, has some kind of income from outside of the farm in order to keep it going. It cannot be done. And I look at the price of tractors, the price of implements, and, you know, our tractors, the tractors that we've used, Mrs. Finelli and I have used in order to, and our son, in order to bale. One of them is a 1984. That's an antique. Another one
was a
1984.
You're the antique.
Yeah,
Yeah.
And Mrs. Finelli. So here we have Mrs. Finelli's my age, 67, and she and I are out there with our middle 20-year-old son farming, and it's the three of us cutting, baling, tedding, raking hay. And how many people close to 70 years old are doing that? Fewer and fewer and fewer, right? So without us, the farm won't happen. Without our son, the farm won't happen. So we are a dying breed. I mean, literally. Literally. So how is this all going to work? How are people going to eat in the future when we have the absence of the pollinators, which are the bees? We have the weather conditions that are wiping out the crops or preventing us from planting the crops. The equipment that's hard to get parts for now because our tractors and our implements are antiques and new ones are unaffordable. How is this going to continue? The answer is it's not going to. It's not going to. That's how I see it. I'm sorry to say it that way, but I don't know how it's going to continue. But yet, we're willing to pay $65 to go see a ball game, or $1,000 or $10,000 to go see the mouse. We're beyond stupid, and it's our own fault. It's the GDP. They're going to take us down. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for being with us. RichardAllenMiller.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.